Good morning. Quite a lively group for 8:30 in the morning. I'm actually enjoying all these great questions. I'm going to make a couple of shameless plugs after I thank two of my co-authors, Niall Amari Riche and Dr. Harry Kwan, sitting in the audience, who have heard this presentation a number of times, so they'll be able to answer a whole bunch of questions as well. My shameless plugs are tomorrow, Tuesday, between 4:30 and 6, there is a Hispanic eye health session that, in fact, one of the individuals in our group will be presenting. It's session 4362, 4:30 to 6 tomorrow in the Warner Center here in the hotel. And Wednesday, we have a session on diabetic eye disease, session 5078, 8:30 to 10 o'clock in a room 11A in the convention center. So a couple of shameless plugs for other things that we're doing, finding ways to amuse ourselves. I'm required to inform you that I have had no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation during the past 12 months. What I'd like to talk about this morning briefly, and if you have questions as we go along, feel free to interrupt. I'm used to it, having taught for a number of years, and we'll take questions at the end as well. This was a web-based survey that was conducted by an advertising firm in Washington, D.C., Porter Novelli, and they do this annually. They basically do surveys of physicians and other groups as well, but the physician survey was one that really interested us. And what they would do at request is add questions to this annual omnibus survey that they do to find out about attitudes or opinions of different groups and try to provide sort of insight as to what's going on. So this survey, administered in July and August of 2007 by Porter Novelli, as I indicated, was a web-based survey. The sampling frame was the Hippocrates Honors Panel, which was comprised of 142,000 physicians. Email addresses for a random sample of about 3,100 of those physicians were obtained, and invitations to complete the survey were emailed, and 1,502 responses were received, about 48% response rate. Not bad for a web-based survey, or any survey for that matter. And as you can see, the respondent physicians had an average of about 14 years of experience. Two-thirds were in group practice, and about a third were internists or general practitioners. Let me share some of the kind of immediately salient findings from the survey. Two-thirds of the physicians, and again, these were questions that they were asked. They're self-reporting. It's not clinical. It is self-report from these physicians to some, in some cases, some very specific questions about actions or opinions that they have. Two-thirds believe that encouraging patients to get a dilated eye exam was their responsibility and one of their primary responsibilities. Again, these physicians were not necessarily, as a matter of fact, they weren't eye care professionals. These were physicians treating patients in the general public. More than half believed that they had adequate knowledge regarding vision health. Let me say that again. More than half believed that they had adequate knowledge regarding vision health. One in five indicated, again, as the others did, quite honestly, that they did not. More than 8 out of 10, about 83%, report talking with their patients with diabetes about eye health. Nearly all the physicians reported talking to their patients with diabetes specifically about diabetic eye disease. And 96% of the physicians surveyed believed that patients with diabetes should have an annual eye exam. All good signs, all terrific things to hear. The question becomes one of reliability of this information and what are we really getting or what are we measuring. During the past 12 months, the physicians were asked about certain behaviors, certain actions that they had taken. 27% of the physicians said that they had performed a basic vision screening as part of a general physical exam with more than 50% of their patients. 17% of these physicians responded that they performed no basic vision screening. Again, the actions and their attitudes or opinions becoming a little more consistent or certainly congruent. Good question. The question was put just that way, a basic vision screening, and we know that that can vary from physician to physician, what goes on. It could be, you know, simple eye chart, could be, you know, peripheral, could be a number of different things, but certainly not what would be performed by an eye care professional. During the past 12 months, 16% of the physicians said that they had referred more than 50% of their patients for a dilated eye exam. 10% responded that they did not refer patients at all. And this information is important because according to another national study recently conducted and released by the National Eye Institute, indicated that 96% of adults said that they would be more likely to have their eyes examined if their primary care provider or their primary physician suggested that they do so. This was a national self-report study that was done by the National Eye Institute and the Lions Club's International Foundation.
Was that the approval of the practicing physician in any way? I mean, if a practice has, you know, patients that goes a younger age group,
sure, or older,
they
sure,
might not even need a dilated eye exam every year. Was that into account? I mean, was it like, you know, because I mean, the recommendation is not like for everybody in the United States to have a dilated eye exam every
right
year. So how would that, you know? Because it could be a percentage of your patient population.
Yeah, I think, and I think the physicians were actually, in this case, zeroing in on those that had, for example, diabetes, their patients that had diabetes, or their patients that had a history of other possibly chronic and related diseases.
Questions
right
that ask about
right
conditions.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I should have made that, clear.
To that,
sure.
Because also you had OBGYN docs were mm-hmm there, and I wonder if they're in this data or if they were pulled out, because clearly a lot of see themselves as primary care.
They are in here, and right, and sub-analyses, and again, you know, yeah, this data can certainly be, could be shared, and others can take a look at it as well. It's not a very large population, but some of them did feel very clearly and very strongly with the women that they had seen, that if they had certain chronic conditions, that they knew that there would be potentially these related diseases, particularly eye diseases, so the recommendation to see, to refer or to see someone was not unnatural, if you will.
I'm sorry, you may have
okay
said this, but I missed it. Is there a demographic involved with the physician population that was surveyed? Is it limited to the Washington, D.C. area?
No. No, this was a, as I said up front, I'll back up in a second. This was a national, basically a nationally representative group. The Hippocrates Honors Panel was physicians from all over the country. The demographics, the quick shot of demographics that I have, and there are more detailed demographics, it's fairly representative as we understood from practicing physicians of these types, OBGYNs, general internists, primary care physicians. Sorry, go ahead. Also a good question. Don't know. Didn't ask that question. Wish we had. Yes, there were differences. And again, I can talk to you individually about some of those differences or even share some additional information. We have plenty of data to play with. And again, we maybe can talk to some of you about playing with this data as well. The survey responses also showed that physicians, and this shouldn't be terribly surprising, prefer to receive their information about vision and eye health from professional sources such as journals, websites, professional meetings, and other professional sources. Less popular booklets, brochures, magazines, even podcasts, which again is growing in popularity. We're finding, you know, much more of what goes on can actually go on sitting even in between appointments as people pile through podcasts. The results also showed that more than 8 out of 10 physicians believe that counseling patients regarding vision and eye health was, again, as I said earlier, their primary responsibility, not the responsibility of a nurse, an assistant, or other staff. This finding, since there were only one or two questions on this, is a little difficult to corroborate, but from other studies and the literature, it certainly shows that physicians are holding this responsibility quite personally as their own. There are a number of findings from other studies that buttress the findings of this rather simple study. For example, As I shamelessly plugged on Wednesday morning, we'll talk about, while most Americans have heard of eye diseases such as glaucoma, cataract, diabetic eye disease, very few know that some of these diseases, such as diabetic retinopathy, do not have any early warning signs. This national study, and again, please attend the session, showed quite clearly that the public, a nationally representative probability sample survey, that the public is actually aware of words, glaucoma, cataract, diabetic retinopathy, AMD, but when it comes to symptoms, treatments, things to worry with in terms of those conditions, Americans have very little knowledge, quite clearly. And what we're suggesting is that physicians get, all physicians, primary care physicians in particular, get into the act of supporting their patients by referring for some of these conditions. Another important finding is that nearly one of every four adults report in the past year getting their health information. These are just the public, adults in the U.S. population, get their information from TV. 17% report getting their information from a doctor or a health clinic. 11% get their information from newspapers and magazines. Just as important are findings that one of five adults said they heard nothing about eye health or disease in the past year from this same survey, yet more than 90% report having seen a healthcare provider. So interesting. And what we can... quite possibly, and that's, again, one of the things that we really want to begin to take a much harder look at and figure out what is going on. Why is it that, you know, people appear to be seeking health care but know very little about what's going on? And that may, in fact, be the connection between doctor and patient. Other relevant findings from the NAI study include 67% of adults have had an eye exam in the past 2 years. Reported by adults. More than 7 of 10 adults report the loss of eyesight would have the greatest impact on their daily living. Two-thirds of adults surveyed reported wearing some type of eyewear, eyeglasses, contact lenses, reading glasses. So in summary, many physicians believe that they are knowledgeable about vision and eye health, and they themselves are responsible for counseling their patients about vision and eye health. However, a number of physicians report inadequate knowledge about vision and eye health and do not examine their patients nor refer them for vision care. One reason this is so important is that American adults report being more likely to get their eyes examined if their primary care provider recommended they do so. And there's a fair amount of literature and, again, studies that NEI has recently conducted that buttress that particular finding. It is recommended that more information regarding vision and eye health be developed and shared with physicians through the channels they most frequently access to obtain valid and reliable scientific information. Thank you very much. It's an active group. Yo, geez, 9 o'clock and y'all are still just going crazy. Absolutely.
I was wondering if there are any recent studies that have done chart reviews that could, corroborate or...
Yeah, that is exactly one of the kind of the next steps. I mean, something that we're very interested in sort of seeing, are there clinical ways, if you will, or certainly more a way to corroborate this kind of information, which is the same issue, same problem that we have with any, self-report, whether it's the U.S. population or physicians. It's information. It's possibly if it's well done, which I believe that the Doc Style survey as well as NEI's National Probability Sample Survey of Americans was very well done, since I was involved in designing it and making sure it was done well. But it is just that. It is self-report, so there is that limitation. But that's a terrific idea, and glad I thought of it too. We'll keep you posted, please.
They don't do that anymore, so we don't have to worry.
So, does that count?
Did you
It was a little more specific than just, you know, an eye exam. It does ask, it does differentiate between an eye screen versus an eye exam, dilated eye exam, so that we do have information that, and again, come Wednesday, we can talk about this in great detail.
Just a comment on the percentage of the physicians who felt qualified with eye care. Mm-hmm. That would be real interesting to stratify by physicians, because I've done a lot of work in the pediatric field, and I can tell you, by their own admission, many, many pediatricians would say that they really don't earn much of their residence, and they come out ill-prepared. So that's a problem that's going to be a difficult one to correct. But I bet if we look there, we'd see some big differences. It would be 83% don't feel qualified.
Could well be.
From some of the earlier slides, could it be inferred that these folks, that these physicians are really only talking about vision conditions with those patients who have some other sort of condition, such as diabetes, stating that those patients who really don't have any other indicators of potential vision loss aren't really having their possible issues addressed?
Yeah, that would have been... I think that would have been possible in some of the early questions, particularly when they talk about their attitudes regarding treating somebody for, you know, maybe an eye condition. But there were very specific questions about do they treat people, for example, with diabetes, or do they see patients with diabetes? Then questions that followed asked rather specifically about eye conditions. So I believe the questions were directing them and keeping them focused on, you know, if we're talking about diabetes, are you worried, or are you thinking about, or what are your, you know, kind of what is your strategy for dealing with somebody that has diabetes, in that case for diabetic eye disease?
I'd just be curious if the general practice, sure, or in the common practice of treating every patient is factoring in eye care.
It's interesting because I know one of the questions that we had asked is, I can't remember the exact question, but around being able to identify patients who are at high risk for eye disease.
Right.
A lot of it was really low that they said they could not identify just based on the demographic information or anything who was at high risk.
I have recently read a study that they took residents who were about to become doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that in the medical school that they attended, they received with hands-on as well as information from the class about 10 hours of information that they kind of remembered, like a ringing bell.
And they started salivating.
Yeah, right. That it was sort of somewhere there, and that their confidence in being able to do a vision screening, a dilated eye exam, or pull up any kind of information about the eye, unless they were highly interested in that for some other side reason, was minimal.
Yeah.
So for a physician who's been out of school for years and years and years to say, oh yeah, my knowledge is high, I wonder where they got that knowledge, because it wasn't in school.
Yeah, I think this is, and Neal, feel free to jump in. I think this is one of the observations, and certainly has been a focus, I mean, a real concern of the NEI recently, which is trying to get to docs and get into schools of medicine and try to, you know, really try to buttress the eye health component, if you will, or specialty, or even just the time that you have in service as a med student, as a resident. And I think we've heard the same thing from many physicians, non-eye specialists across the country, and that is, you know, we get a little bit, sure, and yeah, we could perform an in-office eye exam, chart, whatever, you know, but when it came to anything more significant, even including some of these individuals who are at risk for eye conditions or eye diseases, that there is more information that needs to be provided, there needs to be something done in those schools of medicine, and basically, you know, helping general practitioners or internists, to even OBGYNs, to help their patients. So I'm sorry, long answer.
A quick question.
Can I ask a question about to what extent did your physicians know about patients' access to eye care? Eye care insurance coverage is not a routine part of insurance.
Right. But if you have no way to access, then what good is it? Right.
Or to pay
Yeah, we had that same concern. There isn't a question that asks the physicians about whether or not they know about access. So again, a terrific question, particularly as it gets to, sure, physicians can tell patients whatever they want. Whether or not they can actually access care is a different matter entirely. I'm more than happy to take questions.
Thank you. We'll have time for questions at the end.
Thank you very much. All right, so now